Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. And welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or social media. And welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Hello, my name is Madhavi Rao. I am your host and Chief Motivating Officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. I am a healthcare worker working in nuclear medicine, a yoga teacher, yoga coach, and a health and wellness coach. I am here to share with you a few tips and tricks each week on how you can better your lifestyle so that you can end up with a healthy and wellness life. Today, I'm going to be talking about showing up. Showing up to the most important person there is to show up for, and that's you. Showing up to yourself is so important. So what do I mean by showing up to yourself? So the way I end every yoga class is I ask my students to bow to themselves and give themselves gratitude for showing up for themselves, showing up to their yoga class because that's what serves them. That's what's showing up for themselves. And whatever you decide to do for yourself, something that makes you feel good, that gives you the feel-good feeling, something that soothes you, something that just brings joy, is showing up to yourself, taking time. You don't have to have hours and hours to show up for yourself. Even if it's reading a book for 15 minutes, that's showing up for yourself. And why do I stress that it's so important to show up for yourself? Why do I share this with my students at the end of the class? I also share it with them during the class too, by the way, but showing up for yourself means that you're responsible enough to show up and do the thing that your body needs, that your mind needs, that your spirit needs to give you that sense of well-being, to help you become successful, whatever your definition for success is. Because if you don't show up to yourself, if you cannot be responsible enough to show up for yourself, how will people trust you, other people trust you to show up for them if you don't show up for yourself? So showing up for yourself is not a selfish act. It is a selfless act. And when I talk about self-love and self-care, I don't necessarily mean a massage or a nice lavender bath. I mean something that brings you joy. Yesterday in my yoga class, I was talking about doing one tiny thing, asking each of the students to do one tiny thing that can bring them joy. Whether it's just as simple as coloring in a mandala book, just taking one tiny step that brings them joy. Since some of my students are high adventure people, they would like to go parasailing or skydiving or hiking, whatever it is. Obviously, time, money, all these things are factors. Okay, I get that. So what would be one tiny thing that you could do today to give yourself a little bit of self-care and self-love? Just to show yourself that you are trustworthy enough to show up for yourself. When people see and notice that you have time and energy to show up for yourself, even if it's for something simple, like grabbing a special cup of coffee from your favorite coffee shop, or taking a 15-20 minute nap, or reading a book for 15 minutes, or just sitting outside like me here on my screen porch and just enjoying nature, and maybe even being creative and creating my YouTube video. Whatever it is that brings you joy, take a few minutes. You don't need hours and hours to take time for yourself. You can take 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, and it'll all add up. It will slowly build the good feel-good hormones, the good endorphins. And when you are in the higher energy, when you show up for yourself, it's going to show in your mind and your body, the way you present your energy. When you see people, people are going to notice that person takes care of themselves. They love themselves. Loving yourself, by the way, is not being conceited. Okay. We all must love ourselves first in order to give the love to all of those around us. Always remember that. So the hardest thing to do is to show up for yourself. And if you have been wanting to sign up for that yoga class, maybe like one of mine, and just have not felt like you've had the time, figure out a way that you can just go to one class a month, maybe eventually two classes a month, and then four classes a month, which is one a week. Find out what works best for you. There's classes out there that are as short as 30 minutes. And if it's not where you can go somewhere to a class, go on YouTube, find a class, or join one of my yoga classes. I offer them on Zoom. Whatever it is that you want to do. And you don't have to do yoga. I'm just talking about that because that's me. I'm a yoga person. Okay, I get it. But what is it that you want to do? What is it that you've always wanted to do? Showing up for yourself is important, and taking that first step to show up for yourself, and can be as tiny as walking to the mailbox. If you wanted to incorporate walking outside every day in your daily life practice, but you just don't have 30 minutes or 45 minutes to do it, who said you need that much time? Just to give yourself the feel-good hormone, just to be outside and soak up the sun, walk up to your mailbox and then walk back. Now, some of you guys might have a driveway that's mile long, 3 miles long. That's fine too. Walk down and come back. You don't have to walk all the way. Some of us who live in Northern Virginia, you step outside, you're practically at your mailbox. Postage stamps for lots, side note. But anyway, if walking outside is something that you wanted to do, but you're not sure how to start incorporating into your schedule, don't walk out a chunk of 30, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. Start small. Start small by showing up for yourself. And slowly you'll start to enjoy it, and you will start to incorporate it into your life habits. It will become part of your routine. The other day I was talking to one of my wellness coaching clients, and she actually wanted to create a morning routine on top of what she was already doing. She works from home. She wanted to do something before she actually gets up and logs in to go straight to work. She wanted to incorporate a morning walk and maybe do some chores in the morning. So what I asked her to do is, how would you do that? How would you get a little extra time? So we talked about the time that she normally wakes up to just get ready, get dressed, have her breakfast, and sit down to log on for her job. I said, let's reverse engineer. How much time do you want to walk ideally? She said about 30 to 45 minutes I would like to walk. And then how much time do you need to do a few chores in the morning? She said about 30 minutes. So that's about an hour and 15 minutes extra that she needs. Okay. So 75 minutes for an hour and 15 minutes. So I said, reverse engineer the time that you normally wake up to get ready, get dressed, eat your breakfast and log on, reverse engineer to back 75 minutes to see where you need to wake up. Now, I didn't ask her to go ahead, reverse engineer it, wake up 75 minutes, earlier. No. Because that's where we fail when we jump into it all the way. I asked her to just start a little bit at a time, maybe 15 minutes earlier, or maybe even 5 minutes earlier, and just doing a little bit of whatever she wanted to do. And slowly give herself a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, to build it up to the 75 minutes that she needs to do her morning walk for 45 minutes, do her chores for 30 minutes, whatever it is, Just really reverse engineering and finding that sweet spot. How much time do you really need for your morning routine? This week I got back with her and she actually was getting the morning walk in. It wasn't the full 30 minutes, but she, like I said, she's been taking baby steps and she's finding that she really enjoys the early morning time, getting the sunlight in. It's good for your eyes. It's good for your skin. It's good for your brain. There's so many reasons why we should be outside. The trees offer us so much good health, being outside in the air. And that's what she wanted to do. And she just couldn't figure out, how do you need to do it? Well, for her, she needed to wake up early. Now, for those of you who are not morning people, that's okay. You can create a time maybe in the middle of the day or as soon as you log off work. Figure out where you can work it in. I personally think Knocking out your exercise in the morning is best. It boosts your metabolism throughout the day because you've revved up your cardio, you're boosting your metabolism, you're actually burning more calories throughout the day when you work out in the morning. But it doesn't work always for people when you're working out in the morning. Some people have to do it in the evening. At the end of the day, doing what works best for you, because each of our lifestyles are different, right? Each of our lifestyles are different. There is no one size fits all. Fad diet, My diet, yes. Your diet, yes. And diet, not necessarily meaning food, just any kind of lifestyle changes that you need to do to stay healthy, well, and alert and enjoy your life. Really think about the core of your day. What are you doing during the core of the day? Many of us are working. During that core of the day, what do you need to do to show up for yourself so that you can be present and be the best person, the best version of yourself? Many of us are afraid to be the best version of ourselves because we're comfortable where we are. We don't want to change, but we kind of wish that we were, but we don't want to change. How can you do that? By just showing up, taking that first step, one tiny step, one step. And for me, when I first started doing my morning walks, I didn't go very far because I didn't have the time. I didn't know how to incorporate it. I would walk just down the block, go around, and then come back, and that would be it. Now my walks are 3.5 miles every day outside. I have a path, and each time I went on this path, I increased the path and changed the route a little bit more and added more and added more. Now I even shared that path with my husband, and we both do that. Not at the same time. We both walk at different paces, but we both get 3.5 miles every day, 7 days a week. It's non-negotiable for me. Why? Because it me showing up to myself. It's me showing up to myself. Now, if I miss a day, do I beat myself up? No, I will not beat myself up because there's another day. Each day, we are blessed to arise from bed. We are given another opportunity to try again. So don't beat yourself up if you miss a day, okay? I know I do these challenges, 100-day challenges, 40-day challenges, try to do things consecutively. It's just a game. I like to make things a game. Life is a game for me, okay? My life. I just like to do things to change things up and have fun with it. It's not, do or die. I just do it just to have fun. Bottom line is consistency. Again, my 2023 word for the year, consistency is what's going to create the change. And being consistent and showing up to yourself is going to make you more of a trustworthy person to all of those who need you, love you, and want to be around you. They will choose you to be their trustworthy person. They will trust you to show up when they need you the most. Showing up to yourself. That's my message for you all today. If you would like to learn more about how to make a change, I invite you to connect with me. My links are in the show notes below in the podcast and in the YouTube channel. If you're watching me on social media, please DM me. I would love to connect. I do a free 15-minute call, no obligation. What do you got to lose? You might actually learn something. You won't lose anything. Until next time, I hope you all have an amazing weekend. Take care. And just remember, the first step is to just show up for yourself. Show up. Take care and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.